This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. I'm Garunya Rao and I welcome you all to Hot Stocks podcast. We spoke to Vinay Rajani, Senior Technical and Derivative Analyst at HDFC Securities, and garnered his view on the market along with his stock ideas. On 27 December, Nifty recovered 279 points from the day's low of 16,833. It managed to close at the highest level since 16 December 2021. However, volumes have gone down on the exchange due to low activity from the FIIs. NSE cash turnover stood at the lowest since 3rd April 2020. From the recent swing low of 16,410, Nifty has managed to recover more than 4.5%. Nifty is still in continuation of a downtrend with lower tops and lower bottoms on daily charts. Previous swing on the daily chart was seen from 17,640, which is the top of December 13, to 16,410, which is the bottom of December 20. If we were to consider this downswing and apply 61.8% Fibonacci retracement, that level comes in at 17,170. If Nifty manages to surpass 17,170 on closing basis, it would be the first indication of a bullish trend reversal. There has also been a good amount of call writing at 17,200 strike price, which indicates strong resistance. So unless we see Nifty sustain above 17,200, the trend would remain downwards for Nifty. Currently, 56% of NSE 500 stocks are trading above their 200 DMA, which can be considered near lower band of the last 1 year data. Downward sloping trend line adjoining the previous swing highs projects strong resistance at 17,500 levels for Nifty. Bank Nifty has formed bullish piercing line candlestick pattern on 27 December, which indicates the probability of a short-term reversal. A level above 35,478 would trigger the buy signal on this candlestick pattern, and also it would result in higher top preceded by higher bottom on the daily chart. Strong support for Bank Nifty is seen at 34,000 odd levels. Resistance for Bank Nifty is seen at 35,800 and 36,220. Indicators and oscillators like MACD and RSI have developed positive divergence on the short-term chart of Nifty and Bank Nifty. To sum it up, markets appear to be on the path to recovery. However, short-term bullish trend reversal would confirm only above 17,170. Medium-term downtrend would be negated once we see Nifty closing above 17,500. Here are the three buy calls for the next 2 to 3 weeks. First up is a buy on Gland Pharma with a target of 4,390 and stop loss at 3,600. Downward sloping trendline breakout was seen on the weekly chart. Price has broken out from last 8 weeks' consolidation. Price breakout is accompanied by jump in volumes. Primary trend of the stock has been bullish with higher tops and higher bottoms. The stock is trading above all important moving averages. Weekly RSI has registered crossover on signal line. Weekly positive DMI has crossed the negative DMI on the upside. The next buy call is NIIT with a target of 473 rupees and a stop loss of 398. The stock is on the verge of breaking out from last 6 weeks' price consolidation. The stock is about to break out from ascending triangle pattern on the daily chart. Primary trend of the stock has been bullish with higher tops and higher bottoms on the weekly charts. The stock is placed above all important moving averages, indicating bullish trend on all time frames. Indicators and oscillators have been showing strength on weekly and daily charts. The third buy call is on L&T Technology Services with a target of 5,950 and stop loss at 5,200. The stock price has broken out from downward sloping channel on the daily chart. Price breakout is accompanied by rising volumes. IT sector has been outperforming for last couple of weeks and the same is expected to continue. Primary trend of the stock has been bullish with higher tops and higher bottoms. Stock has been holding levels above its medium to long-term moving averages. That's all we have for you today. But remember, these stock picks are not intraday ideas, but more of positional plays. We advise users to check with certified experts before taking any decisions. Thank you for tuning in.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.